This is Danny Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU, presenting to you Main Power's editorial. Mobile broadband services. Complaints about telecommunication services have come in an endless stream. The news are about speed restrictions on some mobile broadband customers. CSL is suspected to have unilaterally revised its contracts with its users. That is very unfair to them. Some telecommunication operators' services have fallen short of specifications. The problem emerged last year. The Consumer Council and the Office of the Telecommunications Authority have received several times more complaints about mobile broadband services. However, OFTA has done little to have service providers remedy the situation. OFTA must do what may cure maladies of the industry. If it fails to do so, the government should shake it up. CSL has used unlimited download to sell its mobile broadband services. Unlimited download is a major factor that has decided many to subscribe to its services. True, its contract with such a customer stipulates fair use. However, the meaning of fair is not explained. That is in fact a trap, an unequal condition. Furthermore, it is extremely unfair to its old customers for a service provider to impose speed restrictions on them so that it can serve new customers. Download speed is an essential feature of an operator's service package. If a customer is subjected to speed restrictions, he will have limited download rather than unlimited download. The change may be regarded as a unilateral contract amendment. If the service provider informs the customer there will be a change and he accepts it, he consents to the contractual amendment, and no problem will arise. However, if he does not accept it, he ought to be allowed to have his contract cancelled. A telecommunication service contract usually runs for 18 months to 24 months. If he may not terminate his contract, he must long endure services that fall short of specifications. Not only would he lose money, but he would also suffer mental torment. If service providers do not increase their hardware, they will be unable to cope when they have more customers. That is why some of them have used the fair use clause to impose speed restrictions on their old customers. OFTA has a duty to ensure operators' services are up to standard. It may introduce a licensing condition that says the hardware such a company controls must be a function of the amount of the services it provides. That would prevent what is akin to a situation where there are 7 jars but only 3 lids. Unless an operator has adequate hardware, it will eventually be unable to cope and its services will suffer. Last year, complaints about mobile broadband services surged. Most complainants said operators' advertisements contained misrepresentations and download speed was lower than they claimed. OFTA was aware long ago that some operators' mobile broadband services had fallen short of specifications. However, it has yet to take any vigorous measures to require them to make improvements. That is why the problem has kept worsening. There are problems with telecommunication services often because OFTA is unaware of what is happening or turns a blind eye to what has happened. It was reported last month that some operators fleece consumers almost fraudulently by flooding them with chargeable mobile content services. At first, OFTA, a licensing agency, said there was nothing it could do. There was a public outcry. No sooner had Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Rita Lau, instructed that it do something than OFTA did an about-turn, saying there were things it could do. It can thus be seen how passive and incompetent OFTA is. The government must shake OFTA up before it can return the telecommunication industry to the right track. Only if OFTA works better will citizens be troubled by fewer problems of telecommunication services. Thank you for listening to this Main Power's editorial, brought to you by Danny Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.